Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
This is going to come out after Christmas.
It's like because I care. Be honest with our listeners.
So much integrity.
Hey, Off Besties. Happy holidays.
Lauren, we're recording this before Christmas Day, but if I had to take a guess, I would imagine your Christmas looks similar to your Thanksgiving.
It does. I'm planning on doing takeout, hopefully sushi, because I missed it on Thanksgiving. We actually made food.
Oh, you did?
We did. We bought not like really intense. We bought like those big platters of like food that you can like put in the oven from Costco. Fettuccine Alfredo and like salmon and stuff. It was actually pretty good. So
those are good.
They are good. It was fun. But I am looking forward to not cooking or cleaning anything for Christmas, getting sushi. What are you doing?
We are going to Florida for 4 days with my family because we decided that all of us are adults now and my parents don't need to get us gifts. So we're just going to go on vacation for a few days instead.
I like that. Where in Florida?
San Marco Island. I'd never heard of it before we made the decision to go there. It's near Fort Myers.
I think I've heard good things. Yeah. Tropical Christmas is great. I like to not deal with bad weather or snow or anything.
Yeah, I would say get out of the snow, but we don't really get that here in Texas.
Sometimes you do. Usually not for Christmas, though. It's usually a little later, right?
Usually we have a week in February where we just shut down the state for a while and then get back to normal.
Wish we did that when it snowed in Chicago. We just keep trucking.
You're prepared for it. We're not.
Yeah, but you know, our preparedness is just putting salt on everything and it ruins your clothes. And I'm like, let's just stay inside, not do anything. I think that's...
Want to know what our preparedness is? Putting sand on everything and making mud.
Oh, no. You guys got to get some salt.
I don't know. Apparently it's like too expensive to invest in all these things for one use a year. I don't understand.
Yeah. I don't know. We should have a share program. Anyway, that's above my pay grade. Municipal salt sharing.
That'll be our next investigative piece.
Yes. So for all of our listeners, we've got some stocking stuffer weird tales. We know Christmas is over and we don't really quite have enough tales to get you through 8 days of Hanukkah, but we do have enough to get you through to our next full episode.
And for those of you who are new, that's what we do on these Off Bites. It's a quick rundown of some strange stories we haven't been able to do a deep dive on. And this week, we have one of our recurring themes, bears.
We love bears. Anything about them. We also have an explainer on Chrismukka and a reveal of the state that gets the best Christmas presents. Also, we always want to hear our listeners' comments or story ideas. You can send them to me on X, where I'm at LaurenBerry91. Our host, Mike Rogers, is at KRLDMikeRogers. And you can also email us at somethingoffbeat@odyssey.com.
And on X, I'm at Chris C. Blake.
So our first story is a bit of a dark one. It's about a 58-year-old Virginia hunter who died after a bear fell on him while he was hunting earlier this week. Now, I know that's kind of a sad story, but I thought our listeners needed to know about it because we've been on the bear beat. And some people might want to go hunting with their families over the holidays, and I want them to be safe. I don't want bears to fall on anybody. Also, I thought it seemed pretty weird. There's a lot of dangerous things about hunting. You could get shot. You could, fall on something. The bear falling on a person seemed a bit unusual to me. According to the Virginia Department of Wildlife Resources, the bear ran up a tree as this hunting group walked away from it. And then one of the hunters shot the bear, and then it fell onto the man. It fell about 10 feet. So if you're hunting and a big animal, I don't care if it's a bear or a mountain lion or anything, don't shoot it out of the tree, I think is the lesson of this story. So Chris, I don't know if you're a hunter. Have you ever gone hunting?
No, I have not.
Neither have I. I have some family who has gone hunting in like Wisconsin, but I've never participated in that because I don't like it. And now I have a new fear about it, which is getting a bear dropped on me.
Aside from just there being guns around, now you could get crushed by an animal.
Exactly.
I also have questions about, I guess you don't normally hear about people going hunting for bears. Like, were they supposed to shoot this bear, or was it one of those things where you're shooting something that you're not legally allowed to kill?
That's a good question. There wasn't too much in this report. I wonder if this would warrant a deeper off bites episode or a real offbeat episode where we look into the laws around bear hunting.
Because I know it's always frustrating to read stories of like these people who go on these hunts in Africa and are killing endangered species and things like that, really just because they think it's fun, which is not cool.
Yeah, not. But I think like in Texas, right, like there are some species that they encourage people to kill, like the boars.
Yeah, they want people to kill the boars because they're apparently completely out of control and like ruin people's farms and kill livestock and things like that. But they just populate so fast, it's hard to keep up with it.
Interesting.
Populate, reproduce, whatever.
They're hard to kill too, right? Like the boar, they're like so vicious.
Apparently if you don't hit them right, they'll just keep coming at you, which is even more terrifying.
It is. They're scarier to me than bears. But like my mom always talks about, like there was a documentary about polar bears on the other day. And she's like, they look so cuddly, but they're really mean.
Aren't they supposed to be like the most dangerous bear?
Yes. They are. And their like habitat is endangered now. So they're like even scarier.
They're just generally angry.
Angry polar bears. They look so cute, though. You know, they're like on the Christmas cans for Coke, and they look like cuddly holiday friends. No.
We really should blame Coca-Cola for making us think they were cuddly, because I feel like that's where I first saw them.
Yeah, I think so, too. Misleading.
The 2024 holiday season is a special one because of an occurrence that hasn't been seen in two decades, one that will result in a simultaneous celebration of two of the season's most popular traditions, and it's because Christmas falls on the same day as the first day of Hanukkah, meaning that this year features the first Chrismukkah since 2004. Hanukkah usually runs across 8 days in early December, and its exact date each year is based on the lunar cycle, though an occasional leap month can affect its placement. Its earliest start date in the last 50 years was as early as November 27th. That was in 1994 and 2013. And its latest start was in 1986, when it did not begin until December 26th. Christmas, of course, is always on December 25th. Lauren, how excited are you for Christmas and the first day of Hanukkah to fall on December 25th?
You know, I think it's pretty fun. I've like celebrated, obviously this hasn't happened since 2004, but I have celebrated with my friends like while Christmas and Hanukkah are kind of like happening at the same time. This article also reminded me of The OC, where Seth Cohen actually coins the term Chrismukkah for celebrating Christmas and Hanukkah together, season 1, episode 13. I did look that up today. I didn't know that off the top of my head. And my best friend from college, Lena, likes to wish me a happy Chrismukkah. She did just the other day in our group chat. So it reminded me of her, and it did make me pretty excited. How about you?
Was The OC a reality show?
No, it's like a drama.
Oh, I thought it was, for some reason, I thought it was a reality show.
I think because there was like Laguna Beach.
That's the one.
At the same time. Yep. Yeah. Adam Brody plays the character that I'm talking about, and he's in a new show that I haven't seen, but my boss really likes and recommended. So that might be what I'm doing over the holiday break is okay. Watching that. Yeah.
Well, as for my excitement level, I think it's cool, but it probably will not affect my week next week.
Probably won't affect your week. Okay. We don't have any Chrismica or Hanukkah celebrators on the Florida trip.
I mean, we'll celebrate Christmas probably by going out to eat.
Nice. That's the best way.
I don't think it's going to be much of anything for either holiday.
Okay. That's cool. Low-key holidays. I'm into that.
I feel like I feel like a Scrooge.
I don't think you're a Scrooge. You don't have to. I think that like really celebrating any holiday is not having to cook or clean. So, and giving your service people a really nice tip. Those are Lauren's holiday tips.
Fair. I do like decorating for Christmas.
Same.
We got all of our stuff out of the attic and basically did like half of it and then got busy. And then a week ago, we were like, why are we going to take the rest of it out? Let's just admit defeat this year and try harder next year.
I feel that. As an adult, I definitely have less. And I don't have kids, so I'm like, am I just putting this up for me to look at while I write articles? But when I was a kid, I used to do the Christmas tree by myself because I loved doing it. And it was this like really heavy artificial tree that we kept in the basement. So it would be like a whole day. I'd have to like pull it up and I would be so proud of it. But yeah, I don't have that much gumption these days.
I feel like it is just doing it for me and my wife because we don't have kids either. But like, I don't know, when I'm working from home and I get up to go to the kitchen, like I like walking by the Christmas tree, or at night, if you're just like sitting on the couch watching TV and the tree's on next to it, I don't know. It makes it,
it's
cozier.
It does bring a nice vibe. I agree. My pine cones have been festive. They smell really nice.
Good.
So yeah. My apartment's a little small for a tree, to be honest with you. So it'd probably be like a sad Charlie Brown tree anyway.
Those can be nice sometimes.
Yeah, they're cute. Maybe next year we'll do better. Okay.
Okay. We'll both do better.
We're going to take on it through the Zoom.
Got it.
So our last story is about where Americans are spending the most money to get their kids holiday presents. According to this new survey from Coupon Birds, Americans were preparing to spend top dollar this holiday season. 65% of parents who couldn't afford to buy in cash were planning on using credit cards. And on average, parents expected to spend nearly $500 per child on presents. So the place where they were spending the most is actually New Jersey, where they plan to spend $712 per child. Now, New Jersey, if you guys haven't been paying attention to other news, has been in the headlines lately for drones flying over in their airspace and a lot of complaints about that. So even if aliens are spying on New Jersey, they're still getting really good presents there. And that's what really matters during the holiday season. So I'm happy for them that that's happening while they're all stressed out about the drones. And then following New Jersey is actually your state, Chris. Texas is getting great presents. Parents are spending $659 per child. Pennsylvania, Massachusetts were also high up there, as well as California and Illinois and Nevada. And it looks like North Carolina and Arizona weren't too shabby either. Both of those states had averages of more than $600 for what parents were expected to spend. Now, Chris, if you could read where the least was being spent.
Parents will be spending the least amount of money in South Dakota, according to this study, where it will be $247 per child. The other low spenders are Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, and West Virginia. So I was kind of surprised to see Texas at number two, because all the rest of the states in the top five, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, California, you kind of think of as like high cost of living, higher income states, whereas Texas doesn't necessarily fit into that framework.
That's true, but I feel like I write a lot of articles about Texas having like a growing economy and people moving there for opportunities. So maybe that's kind of settling in a little bit. Like the people that have been moving there are doing well and can afford a lot for their kids.
Can we just talk about how crazy it sounds to spend $700 on one child for Christmas gifts?
That does. And I was trying to think like...
But I guess if you get like one big present, I did air quotes there, which doesn't help you on a podcast, and then a couple smaller things, it probably can add up fairly quick.
I was thinking too, I was like thinking back to when I was a kid in the 90s and you'd have to like adjust for inflation. Sometimes my parents would go all out. They were pretty good with Christmas gifts. I think especially if you get kids like a video game thing, video game console, and then games with it, that could become $700 quick, I think.
Yeah, I don't know how much they cost now because I haven't looked at one in a very long time. But even in the growing up, I think they were probably a couple $100s.
Oh, definitely. Like a PlayStation.
And the games were like $50 each.
Okay, so I just looked up PlayStation. PlayStation 5 digital console at Walmart is $374.
Okay.
So yeah, if you get that for your kid and then you buy them a few games, the games are probably like at least $20 each, right? They could be more.
And then you get them the clothes that they don't want, but they need.
Exactly. And maybe like a few tactile toys or something, Legos or something. Yeah.
Remember how disappointing it was to shake the box and hear what was definitely clothing?
I actually liked clothes.
Oh, I didn't.
It depended though, like some, not to rat out my family members, but like some people have better taste than others. So I would be excited to get clothes from like my Aunt Beverly. She had great taste. Some of the other people I'd be like,
who didn't have great taste? Let's go there.
No, I can't do it.
This is speaking from personal experience. Grandmother's not known for having great taste in clothing.
My grandma was great. She had great taste in clothes. Yeah, she was actually like her grandmother was a tailor and she like could go in. Like if you went to Nordstrom or something and like got a suit or something that could be tailored, she would like go in there with the people and like make sure it looked beautiful. So anyway, Grandma Marie, great taste.
That's extremely helpful.
She is very good with that. But her sister, my Aunt Beverly, but yeah, I'm not going to rat out the people that didn't have the good taste. I hope they don't listen. They could probably know. They could probably tell.
Well, hopefully if they were listening, they didn't make it to the end.
What's the best Christmas gift you've ever gotten?
Man, that's hard.
Right? I'm trying to think of mine and like digging up the memories from my past. I think the gift I was most excited about in my life that I was like, oh my God, was the My Size Barbie. And I was so excited to get it. But then when I had it in my possession, it was so creepy to have it in my room. Like a doll my size, like staring at me from the corner. Haunting.
That's a little big to have as a Barbie.
Yeah. But not quite big enough where I could wear her clothes, which was like why I was excited about it. So a bit of a letdown. Thank you, though, Mom and Dad, for buying that for me.
I should have got it a couple of years earlier.
Really? Missed the boat.
I'm sure there's something specific. I just apparently have a bad memory. But I used to always be really excited. I was big into Legos when I was a kid. So there were always the like really big ones that you could build that came with like a million pieces and took a while to put together. And there's a few Christmases where I would get one of those instead of just like the little smaller ones. That's just like a tiny thing to build. I would go spend the rest of the day doing that. Those were always good.
That's cool. Like a Millennium Falcon or something, or like
I remember a pirate ship.
That's cool. I don't think I've ever finished one of the like impressive Lego things.
Are toy commercials the same as they used to be?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of children's television. Once in a while, depending on like what YouTube video I get, I'll get like a Hot Wheels commercial. And I'll be like, Okay, they seem the same.
Just like stimulation everywhere.
Yeah, they were really intense in the 90s. I remember like, you need this. Yeah.
And then there's just like little kids in the...
It's like, the coolest toy you've ever seen. It's got blue goop that comes out of it. Thank you, Off Besties, for joining us for this holiday-themed episode of Off Bites. Catch us soon with new full-length episodes of Something Offbeat. And have a great holiday season.
We're taking 1 week off, And then Lauren will be back. She has found DB Cooper. Then we're going to dig into a military base in Iceland that got buried under layers of snow and ice.